Good morning, everyone. I was about to combine good afternoon and good morning at the same time. Good morning, everyone. This is Dan Old School Green with Nick Discaltosti. We are Flyer and Ice, 2 minutes for a roughing, and we are brought to you by the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Check us out on YouTube, tap the bell, subscribe, and you'll be triggered to all our wonderful programming. Now, Nick, last time you and I got together, we discussed prospects like Ronnie Adderd, Bobby Brink, and Jay O'Brien. Well, Ronnie Adderd's doing very well with the Flyers since his college career ended in the Frozen Four tournament. And Bobby Brink just won a national championship last night as we taped the show and will probably be in the Flyers lineup sooner than later. So those prospects look like they're on their way. So let's talk about additional prospects we're excited about. And we'll have Nick the Scout's breakdown on their skill set and timeline. So we'll bring up a graphic now to discuss our future prospects. So Nick, the first one I would like to talk about is Barry Colt's Tyson Forster, the Flyers' previous number one draft pick. I'll start by saying what I love about this kid, if you watch his highlight reel, is he constantly loves to set up on the half boards for that Ovechkin, Stamkos, Pasternak one-timer. Tell us more about Tyson Forster.
That's exactly it. I mean, that's probably half his game is just he'll be a power play guy and he'll sit up, you know, in that spot where Giroux kind of liked to take that shot too. He wasn't as effective as the guys you just talked about, but man, he's got a quick release on his slap shot, which is awesome because, you know, now you're transitioning into a game where it's really tougher to get down low and score goals. And, you know, the perimeter is going to become more and more important. And when you've got young players that have that skill set that can just one time it from the dots, like he can effectively, and quite often he's going to score goals there. So, that's what stands out to me most about his shot. You know, he's not super fast as a skater, but, you know,
it has improved.
Yeah, it has. You know, and he's a guy we've been talking about for a couple years now. And obviously, he did well when he was down at Lehigh. He was very productive. And then the injuries and now, you know, back at Barry and, you know, his first 2 weeks there, he just looks like he's the same old self. So another exciting prospect to talk about, you know, the Adderds of the world and the Brinks of the world we've been talking about, you know, and itching to get up here for a while now. And now that, you know, they're at that point where, you know, and Brink as well with, you know, we're not going to spend too much time on that, but finishing up his collegiate career, he'll probably sign a contract today. It's good. It's exciting to see. I mean, you know, the youth is where it's at. You can see it. Some of the teams in the league that are having really good success right now have very young players that are developing together. So Tyson Forster is going to be a great fit. He will 100% be on this roster. You know, I don't know by the end of this year, but he will be here next year.
All right. You heard it.
Count on that. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question. Will it be on the Flyers roster next year? Yes. And look at the kid's size. Obviously he's 6'2" and about 200 pounds. And I'm sure by next year, he'll be at the 200 pound mark. So you're starting to get some big kids. You'll have Tippett, about the same exact size. Mm-hmm. Also a nice shot. Allison, if he ever gets healthy, we've got a youth movement coming, ladies and gentlemen. Our next player to discuss, the Halifax Mooseheads of the Quebec Majors, Elliot Desnoyers. We know that Nick the Scout loves this kid. Now,
I love him.
Let me just preface something that makes me nervous before we discuss this kid. I read an article that the Flyers already have a handshake deal with the Canadiens for 34-year-old right-handed defenseman Jeff Petrie. So they'll take on JVR, and they're looking to also add Elliot Desnoyers in the deal. Let's pray that never happens because wait to hear what Nick has to say about this kid.
Well, you can't make that trade. I mean, because you're chock full of young defensemen as well. So if you're worried about the JVR contract, there's another year there and, you know, it is what it is. But Desnoyers is just nasty. He likes to mix it up. His game is tough. It's physical. He's dirty. He gets into the corners. He battles. And oh, by the way, 81 points in 61 games played at Halifax. You know, he's the assistant captain up there. People, you know, his teammates really respect him. He could be a great fit after, you know, maybe in that, possibly again, you're talking about another player that could step into this lineup right away, taking over in that fourth line, you know, the Browns of the world and the Thompsons of the world, and start to move forward to that youth where you got a bottom six to forward that can produce. And again, just another guy that you and I have been talking. We've been talking about him again, another a year and a half. He's finally putting up the numbers to show that he can compete in the NHL and ready to make the next step.
So if that stupid trade that I read doesn't take place, what's the timeline on Elliott Desnoyers?
He's up here on the roster next year.
All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have plenty of guys on our current roster that are definitely not locks to stay. All right, so the third prospect, which probably other people do not know about, is Connor McLennan of the Winnipeg Ice in the WHL. What can you tell us about Connor McLennan?
Loves to shoot. I mean, you see this kid, you get the puck, it's on this kid's stick, and it's just off. He's not a pass first mentality guy. This was his breakout year this year. Watched him a little bit last year, wasn't really overly impressed, but man, he has dramatically improved his skill set. His confidence level is now through the roof. He's not the most responsible player defensively. But at the end of the day, what we're looking for right now is a youth movement and some kids that can all come up here together and play together at a similar age and, you know, advance the trajectory of this franchise. And he's another kid that can play on this roster right now. Flyers have got, thinking to do when it comes to these younger players. I know the mentality has always been let them kind of develop in the AHL and grow. But when you start taking the best players out of these leagues, they do not belong in the AHL. These kids deserve a chance to come up here and prove themselves on the big show. And at the end of the day, you're going to go through a couple years of rebuilding. So why not? Let's just get started and let's see these kids up here next year. And it's going to be exciting. It really is. You can already see it now with Tippett, Frost coming into his own now. Farabee, obviously. York looked really solid last night. Attard is a solid defenseman. So it's coming. And, I'm excited about it. I know you're excited about it. This fan base is probably thrilled to be seeing that we're starting to finally evolve from that, you know, old stagnant way of thinking and playing. And now, you know, we're moving forward to something a little more, something more to look forward to with the youth.
And I'll close with this, ladies and gentlemen. Think of 2 years ago, last year's Rangers team. Yeah. Young, but they were losing games. But you saw something there. Look at the Ottawa Senators team. Young, losing games, not in the playoff hunt, but you know something's around the corner. And I'll finally close with the Detroit Red Wings. Young, something's there. They're not a playoff team, but they're just around the corner. That's what this Flyers team has to be. They've got to have 2 or 3 years of perhaps not making the playoffs, but you can see something's developing. And we have to break that mold of the old Flyers way of doing things and start building this way. That's the new NHL, in my opinion. So for Nick Descaltosti, I'm Dan Old School Green. We are Flyer and Ice, part of the Heat Ratio Sports Network. Till next time, always stay safe and enjoy your hockey. Take care, everyone.